Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
241121001004409 0419.
Okay. Let's see what I got. Is this Generations of Color?
Yep.
All right. Let me just confirm some information with you, and after that, I'll be able to answer any questions you have. Let's see. Am I speaking with James Dalton?
Correct.
Cool. What's a good number to reach you at in case we get disconnected, James?
616-481-0638.
Okay. Just one second.
I was trying to fill this out online, but it keeps asking for two phone numbers. I only have one phone number.
No problem. I'll make it easier for you. What's your billing address? Let me just confirm what I have here.
You have in there 1167 Fullerton Court Northeast. That is my home address. Let me give you my business address.
Perfect. What's your business address?
5365 Plainfield Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
49525.
Okay, cool. So the Fullerton Court, is that your like mailing address for your business or?
No, that's just my home address. I used to be out of my house 6 years ago. I used to work out of my garage, and I've got my own shop now.
Very cool. Let me see. What is your email address, James?
It's Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, dot color, C-O-L-O-U-R, at gmail.com.
Okay. And do you guys have a website for your business?
No, I do not.
Okay, no problem. If you want to let me know what you're calling about, I can kind of lead you in the right direction.
Well, I was just kind of curious about the loan setup that you have here. What I'm looking at is I need to buy some new equipment, and I've got some capital here that I have to pay off, and I'm looking at probably about $48,000.
Okay, so you're looking at some equipment, and then you're also looking for some capital to pay off something else for about $48,000?
No, I appreciate
it. Yep. Okay, what is it that you're paying off? Is it like a line of credit or something?
I've got a line of credit. I've got a few other bills. I had a remodel, a new building, so I've got some bills here I've got to pay off.
Okay. Are they kind of getting, like, past due, or?
Not quite yet, but they're getting close.
Okay, cool. So you're just kind of planning ahead. You want to make sure they don't get to that, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So in total, you owe roughly $48,000. You want to wipe that out. And then what kind of equipment are you looking for?
An automatic screen print machine.
Automatic screen print machine. I'm not familiar with that equipment. Can you tell me what it does?
I screen print shirts.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Is that your main line of business, like clothing retail? Gotcha.
Yep.
Do you basically manufacture it and then you sell it to like resellers, wholesalers, or do you manufacture and sell it to like retail?
I sell mostly to schools, contractors, businesses, churches. We do everything.
Oh, very cool. Okay, so are you replacing an old machine, or is this something new to you?
I'm going to be replacing an old machine, yes.
Okay, cool. How long do those last usually?
What?
How long do those machines last normally?
They can go 20, 30 years. You keep it in good, but mine's about 25 years old, and it's starting to have a lot of things, and there's a new one online that I'm looking at.
Okay, cool. Do you normally, the place you're looking at online, is this who you bought the last one from?
No, it's another one I happen to find online.
Okay, cool. Have you used that vendor before?
No.
No. Okay, how much do these, how much does this equipment run?
This one is going to be about $17,799.
$17,799, right?
Yep. And if I was to buy a new one, you're looking at, for the equivalent machine, I would be paying about $45,000.
So. Oh, wow.
This is a 2012, which is in fantastic shape.
So. Sounds like a great deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times with new equipment, you pay a premium just because it's new. And the second you get it, it goes down in value, like 20%. It's
just, like a car blowing off a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm with you there. Do you have is this machine going to be like more efficient than your last one? I mean, obviously, it sounds like you had a lot of maintenance costs recently with your last machine. But does this machine does this machine do anything new that your old one doesn't?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of new technology on it that the older machine couldn't do.
Oh, cool! Like faster prints and stuff like that, or?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Do you have an idea of what kind of return on investment you're going to get on this machine? Have you quantified that yet?
No, not really. Okay. I know the return on it's going to be almost double what I'm doing now.
Okay, cool. It's going to allow you to do double the revenue, like the annual revenue, or?
Yep. Oh yeah.
Oh wow. Double your revenue. So you have plenty of contracts, plenty of relationships with all these different schools and stuff like that, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm busy year-round.
Wow, that's awesome. How long have you been in business for, James?
8 years.
8 years. Cool. How did you get into that? Did you do it with another company before, and you're like, hey, I can do this, and you started your own company? Is that how it went? Or?
Yeah. I was in the architectural world here for 25 years and got laid off and ended up, couldn't find anything. That was when art work was way low, and I ended up getting a sales position with another screen printing company, and he screwed me over a few times, and I said, hit the heck with this, and went out and got my own equipment and started my own business.
That's awesome. So getting laid off and getting screwed around was almost a blessing in disguise because it caused you to start your own business, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's cool. What did you guys do in sales last year, your gross revenue?
$375,000.
Awesome. And up over the year before that?
Yes.
Cool. How about this year? Are you guys on track to beating that $375,000?
I'm going to surpass it.
Awesome. So you're growing, so you need this new machine to kind of foster that growth as well, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so you need roughly $48,000 in working capital and then roughly $18,000 for the equipment, right? Are there going to be other costs associated with the equipment? Like, do you have to hire a new employee to run the new machine, or?
No. The $48,000 that was including the machine.
Gotcha. Okay, that's including the machine. Okay.
Yeah.
So around...
The total was 48.
Gotcha. We can separate it. The reason being is because with equipment financing, it'll be a lot cheaper interest rate because it's secured by that asset. Does that make sense?
Okay. Okay.
So my job is kind of to get you the best programs that you qualify for, and if I can get you a cheaper rate on that equipment than the cash, then I will. So maybe we can do like the $18,000 for equipment, or the $17,799, and then $30,000 working capital, and then we can kind of play around with the numbers to get you the optimal deal since you're going to be doing both. Let me see. Okay, and when did you need the funds by? Pretty much as soon as possible?
Yeah, as soon as possible, yeah.
Okay. For the capital and for the equipment, right?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Give me 1 second. 1 second, okay?
Sure.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay. How long have you been considering getting a loan for the to pay off the line of credit and the other bills you have? Something you just thought of, or?
That's something I've been thinking about. Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't have really thought too much about until I got your letter from you.
Okay, gotcha. So it kind of sparked your interest.
Yep.
Cool.
I looked. I checked you out online, and you have a lot of good compliments on you. So,
yeah, in fact, you can see my name on some of our customer reviews. I don't know if you looked at our Google Plus. Yeah, I'm on there as well. How would you rate your credit, James? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I'd say poor.
Okay, that's totally cool. It's very normal for a business owner. Keep in mind, this loan isn't going to go on your personal credit. It's going to go on your business credit, so it's not going to affect your credit. Okay.
Okay.
It's going to go on your business credit. Have you gone to your bank already?
Yeah, bank won't touch me.
Okay. Yeah, they don't like
to. I got a 620, and they don't want to touch that.
Okay, that's honestly not even that bad. Yeah, and I have customers that have excellent credit, and their bank still won't touch them because they just don't mess around too much with the smaller businesses. There's so many regulations right now for the bigger banks that they don't like to mess around too much with smaller businesses. But that's kind of like where we come in. We fill in those gaps. So that line of credit that you have, is that through your bank right now?
No, I've got one through Reliant Funding.
Okay, through Reliant. Gotcha.
Yep, I owe $3,700 on it yet.
Okay, cool. That's not bad. Do you know what kind of rate you have with that?
No, I'm not really sure.
Okay.
I think it was 11 or something like that.
11%, somewhere around there. And that's for a line of credit. It's not for a working capital program, right?
You're right.
Okay, cool. Have you used working capital before?
No, explain what working capital is.
Okay, yeah. It's a fairly new lending product. It's short-term unsecured cash. So typically the terms are going to be anywhere from 3 months to 24 months. There are longer programs, but they're not that common because they're harder to qualify for. But generally they're going to be anywhere from 3 months to 24 months. So there has to be an opportunity or a need. So it sounds like you have a pretty good, pretty strong need for this right now. So that's kind of like exactly what this program is for. Have you heard of working capital, or is it totally new to you?
No.
Okay, and also keep in mind it's unsecured, meaning it's not secured by any of your assets. So say, for example, we have a customer that we let borrow $100K, their business goes underwater, there's nothing that we can repo to get that cash back. So it's unsecured, so it doesn't put you like in any sort of danger or anything like that. And then the equipment financing, since it's secured by the asset of the equipment, it's going to be a lower interest rate. Because if you don't make your payments for whatever reason, if the business goes underwater, hypothetically, we can repossess the equipment and cut our losses on that.
Right. Correct.
Yeah. Have you looked at any other options? Like, do you have a plan B if for some reason this doesn't work out?
Yeah. Got another. Reliant Funding has come back and said that they could give me some more working capital.
I gotcha. But just going to be a higher interest rate, right? Since you already owe them on the line of credit and stuff.
Right.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm familiar with Reliant. I don't have anything real bad to say about them. They're I've kind of dealt with
some of them.
They're
good out a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
On the equipment loan.
Uh-huh.
Is that a longer term?
Yes, equipment will be longer term. Think of it like your traditional car loan. Typically, it's going to be anywhere from 2 to 5 years. So if you want to take 5 years and we can offer that to you, awesome. But yeah, that's definitely going to be longer term since it's secured by the equipment. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, let me see.
On the unsecured, we can't go any more in 24 months?
Well, it's possible. We have programs that go longer than 24 months. I just don't want to promise you anything just because I don't like to lie to my customers and say, yeah, we can do that. But I can give you an actual answer, though, after we get the application package in. And don't worry about doing it online. You can just deal directly with me. I'll make it much easier for you. I'm gonna send you an email, actually, right now with the stuff that we need. I'll just run it by you really quick, though. It's the one-page credit app, and you could just fill it out by hand. And then you can fax it to me, you can scan it, or you can fill it out on your computer as long as you, as long as you're able to sign it.
Sure.
Is it, do you prefer email or fax or?
Email.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to email that, that package to you right now. It's a, going to be a one page credit app. We need your previous year's tax return just to verify the, that you have sales in your business. Obviously, you know, and to make sure that you're a legitimate business and all that. And then we need 6 months of your previous business bank statements to verify your cash flows. We do kind of a real-time analysis, when we put together the programs for you. And then do you have your 2015 taxes already filed?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then for the equipment on top of that, we'll need a, like a quote or invoice. If it's on the website, you can probably just send us a printout of the equipment, or you can send us a link to it and we can check it out. But yeah, that's going to be pretty much it for the equipment. Now for your business, do you take credit cards, or do they pretty much pay you by like check?
I use Square.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So you don't have like a merchant processing account basically?
Nope.
Okay, cool. So Square just deposits the funds directly to your business checking account, right?
Correct.
Okay, cool. So yeah, I'm going to be sending you the email within the next few minutes or so. So just look out for it. And then feel free to get the stuff back to me today or tomorrow or whenever is convenient for you. I'll be happy to get this process today if you wanted to get it to me today. I'll be here for the next like 4 hours or so. Is this the tax return, the bank statements, does that sound like stuff that you have like kind of readily available?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. If you wanted to submit it to me today, I can more than likely have an answer for you tomorrow, if not the next day.
Okay.
I think I covered everything. Let me just double check. Okay. Do you have any other questions for me, James, before we get off the phone?
No, that pretty much takes care of everything.
Okay, great. James, I'm really looking forward to helping you. I'm going to send you the email right now just to verify it. It's Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N dot color, C-O-L-O-U-R at gmail.com, right?
Correct.
Okay, great. If I don't hear back from you today, I'll give you a call tomorrow. Does that sound okay?
That's fine.
All right, James. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. We'll talk soon.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, my pleasure. Bye-bye.